number one, I'm running for mayor of Winston-Salem because I'm qualified to do it. I'm a retired diplomat from the U.S. Department of State, and specifically, my position was an inspector general officer. And basically, what I was responsible for doing was preventing and detecting fraud, waste, abuse, and mismanagement. So I am boasting 23 years of looking at various economies throughout the world and being able to make effective changes to recognize what needs to be done. And I also would like to add that I was responsible for saving millions, and I could even stretch it and say billions of your tax dollars.
And you talked a little bit about the financial crisis the city is in. Explain in detail a little more about what that is.
Right. Anytime you sell a $22 million Coliseum for $7 million, that sounds like a liquidation to me. Anytime you sell a stadium that's valued at $11 million for $2 million, that sounds like a liquidation to me. And basically, it's been said that it was done so that the city of Winston-Salem would be able to pay their bills. Otherwise, they would have to borrow the money. That sounds close to being insolvent. And that's when I talk about having a financial crisis. Most of the cities in the United States are suffering from the financial breakdown, and Winston-Salem is no different.
And Gardenia, what would you do to fix that? What are some of your plans for the city?
Right. One of the first things that I'll do is look at the budget and make sure that we don't have any duplication of efforts. So just go in and make sure that the money that we have, we're spending that effectively. Hopefully most people will know with the Henley reports, I've already put it out there, that we have some spending that's going on with the city government that's really is unethical and illegal. And so this is where I would, you know, under my regime is I'll look at that. And that is how you start to create a strong economy, is by watching the spending.
And what are some of the areas that you really saw? You talked about unethical areas that you are looking at that really jump out at you that we need to cut back on.
Right. Excellent question. And I'm saying when I talk about illegalities and conflicts of interest, I'm going to choose Dale. Dale is a good example. We have the mayor, Alan Jones, sold land to Dale, and we, as taxpayers, gave Dale incentive money to come to Winston-Salem. So what that means is Dale took the money that we actually gave them to come to Winston-Salem in the form of incentives. Incentives means tax dollars, and they paid the mayor for the land that they purchased to build the Dale plant on. Now, that's a conflict of interest. And these were some of the major problems that, you know, we're having with conflicts. And it happened with the ballpark as well.
Gardenia, if you are elected, what are some of the areas that you'd like to focus on in the city? I know we've had a lot of progress downtown.
Downtown is looking really well. But, you know, we have a bunch of government-assisted housing locations. It's just pitiful. And when anyone comes down, comes to Winston-Salem and they look around, when they leave downtown, it's really sad. You know, and it shows we see exactly where the money is gone. And I want people to be able to know that when you put your tax dollars in the system, it's going to work for you. That's where I'm at as far as downtown. It's beautiful. But we've got more to Winston-Salem than downtown. And we need to put money into the other suburban areas.
And I know you're no stranger to running for public office. Is there anything else that you want voters to know about you?
When I ran for governor, I came in third place out of 16 candidates. Of course, I wanted to win, but I'm proud of that because what it did was it showed that the people of North Carolina, of Winston-Salem, were ready for change. And having beat the socks off of candidates who were millionaires meant a lot to me. And now I'm running for mayor of Winston-Salem. Now, what it shows the public, and I want people to recognize this, is that I never give up. I realize that I have an important background, an important service that I can bring forward to the community. And I'm asking people to use me with that. Use my background, use my experience to help turn the city of Winston-Salem around. It just shows that I'm dedicated to Winston-Salem.